So, a few little things about you, a few quick fun facts, and then we'll get back to this amazing show you're bringing to our area. Quick fun facts, your clothes, always wear black.
Yes. I have black T-shirts and black socks and black underwear and jeans. And I find that I don't have to think what shall I wear today every morning. And I've got lots of people. I usually have to say to everyone I work with, I'm not wearing the same clothes, you know. I do shower every day. It's just that this is all I wear to make life easy. I mean, there are a couple of different items in my wardrobe, but they stay unworn most of the time.
Terrific. And your favourite football team, John?
Chelsea Football Club fan. I started going to their ground, Stamford Bridge, when I was about 8 years old. So, you know, I was dedicated.
Terrific. And I do believe you do have a favourite coffee table.
I have a where did you hear that story?
From you, years back.
Yeah, well, he's a very, very strong. In fact, I'm sitting not a million miles away from that very same table as we speak.
Okay.
It's very, very solid and very strong, and it's excellent for dancing on.
Terrific. What was the first record that you bought?
First record I bought?
Yeah, yourself.
That's a very good question. I didn't buy it for myself, actually. Somebody came across a Decca turntable, one of those little small things, and I wanted to give a present to my sister Angela for her birthday, and I knew she loved Billy Fury, the English pop singer.
Yep.
And I went and bought a Billy Fury album and presented it to her for her birthday.
Lovely. And the very first concert that you went to?
Well, this was... it doesn't qualify as a concert in terms of the music that I came to play and know and love, but it was the thing that inspired me about live musical entertainment. And it was a performance by a group. Well, it involved guitars because it was a flamenco group called Antonio and His Spanish Dancers, and they were touring around in London. And I went to the Cavernous London, the Palladium Theatre, and my dad took me. And he really liked the flamenco music, and I was absolutely swept away. And it was a fabulous show. The music was very dynamic, and there were these beautiful women twirling, wearing those magnificent skirts that twirled around everywhere, and clacking castanets, and men in high heeled Cuban boots. And it was just very exciting. And my dad always used to say to me, "You danced out of the theatre, you know, up the stairs and out onto the pavement, stomping your heels like a flamenco dancer."
Good on your shows are always full of humour and pace and a lot of emotional texture of music and narrative. Can we expect the same with Radio Luxembourg?
Yeah, I think, you know, what separates the shows that I do is, you know, my kind of double life as partly an actor and partly a musician. And I've really concentrated on a lot of music in more recent years, but I like to be able to engage the audience with storytelling. Yeah. So instead of merely doing the songs, I like to link them mostly. Sometimes I just launch straight into a song, but then a lot of the times there's a little echo of something that I think makes the song a tad more interesting, and I'll tell a little anecdote either about myself or about the people involved in the making of that song, and I like trying to engage people, and we have a few laughs, and it's music presented in a slightly theatrical way, because I'm comfortable talking to people from the stage,
yeah,
as well as I am singing, and I like to, you know, really combine the two.
Yeah, absolutely. I could imagine you getting a lot of audience participation and you'd bounce off that as well.
Yeah, well, I like to get them up on their feet. If there's any room in the aisles or down the front of the stage, you know, I like to say, come on, you know, like you might be getting on a bit, some of you, but it's always good to shake your booty. So, you know, I know I really do like seeing 60 and 70 year olds just reliving their youth, and it's a joy to see the joy on their faces, you know.
Yeah,
they really, really do love this show. And as I said before, not only them, the young people who listen to this same music on the radio today, they come and hear it played live, and they really enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Since COVID, things have changed now with meet and greets and things like that. Do you have any merchandise at the show?
Yeah, so Stuart and myself go out into the foyer after the show every night. We meet everybody because we'll sign the stuff, and if they want to buy some albums, then we'll do that. We've got a live recording of our show, Radio Luxembourg, plus we've got recordings of the John Lennon stuff that we've done and Stuart's own album, and I have an album of my own. And we'll sign things and talk to people. We get a feedback, and it's nice because, you know, I just firsthand get to hear that they enjoyed the show and why they did, and I don't like to be a distant performer. I like to engage with everyone, and it makes me happy.
Look, thank you so much for that, because you're so right. It is so very important, and thank you also for bringing your things to regional areas. Really appreciate
that. Well, this is great, and of course, Shoalhaven, I'm almost a local. I'm in the Southern Highlands. Except I'm up high. I tell you what, it's about 7 or 8 degrees colder where I am. I actually have quite a close connection to Nowra. It was the first place outside of Sydney that I went when I was a newly arrived POM in Australia. And I worked as a gopher on a film that was shot on location in Nowra. And I have fond memories.
Oh, terrific. So we love to have you here. Look, your show, especially looking through a glass onion, it's, you know, just went everywhere.
Yeah.
Is this another show that with that name you could take it anywhere?
Well, I think I've often thought, and some of the other guys in the band have said, you know, if anybody's interested in promoting this show in touring the UK, it would be a fantastic thing to do, and I'm sure we'd do pretty well. And I think it's probably right. It's an outside possibility. I'm doing a musical, which is a Broadway musical that's being produced here called Waitress, and it's a great show. It's got some lovely music in it.
Fabulous.
And I get to they don't often write roles for people my age in the big Broadway musicals, but this one does have a great role for me, so I'm happy about that. It's another side to my life, you know. I like being in the theatre and straight plays, you know, just regularly non-singing talking plays are something that I have done, but not the major thing in my life. I love music being involved. If I'm on stage, I like it to be with music, and it's good for my soul.
Fabulous stuff. Law Radio Luxembourg coming to our entertainment centre January the 24th. Smash hits of the 60s presented by John Waters and his band The Chartbusters. It's just a phenomenal walk through nostalgia and an era of music that remains in the memory of fans over several generations, as you said, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You know, that's great, great that you know, things get handed down from one generation to another.
Yeah. Now, I believe To Love Somebody by the Bee Gees is in your set list, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. One of my favourite songs. It's an interesting story behind the song, because the Australian promoter, Robert Stigwood, was managing the Bee Gees, and he was also organising a tour for Otis Redding. And Otis Redding said to him, "I think that Barry Gibb guy is a fantastic songwriter. Do you think he'd write a song for me?" And Stigwood passed that on to Barry, and he wrote the song. And very sadly, Otis Redding, as we know, died in a plane crash, and we never got to record the song. The Bee Gees did it themselves, of course, and I really love the pleasure of singing that. It's a real soul ballad. You can tell that Barry wrote it with Otis in mind when you hear that story, you know. So it's a great pleasure to sing it.
Would you mind throwing to that for us, please?
Sure. I'd like to introduce one of my favourite songs of all time, written by Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees, and it is To Love Somebody.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate that. That's fabulous. I really appreciate your time and look forward to the show.
Thank you. Yes, I'll see you there.
Great stuff. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jenny.
Okay, pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's a light, a certain kind of light, that never shone on me. I want my life to be to live with you, to live with you. There's a way, everybody said, to do each and every little thing. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. So glad I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? To love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.